Parak Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Yom Tov HaRishon Shel HaChag. If the first day of Sukkot, Shechaliyot B'Shabbos, that fell out on Shabbos, and in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they would take the lulav when Yom Tov would fall out the first day on Shabbos, they would actually take it on Shabbos. But what about the problem of carrying? Right, nowadays we don't take the lulav if it falls out on Shabbos. But in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they would. But how would they circumvent the problem of carrying outside in a public domain or even in a private domain, but if there's no Erevah, it's not going to help? So what would they do? Kol am malichenes lulavein lebeis haknesses. Everybody would take their lulavs and bring it to the shul on Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos. Because you can't carry it on Shabbos if you're going through a shrabim, or if there's no Erev up. So you'd bring it before Shabbos. They leave it in the shul. Then lamachras, the next day, mashkim u'ban, they would wake up, come to shul, kol achar ve'achar, and each and every person, makar eshalah, would recognize which lulav bundle is his, and he would take it. Venotlo, and they would take it and shake. Right? Because the chachamim said, Ein adam yotzi lichavaso b'yom tov harishon shel hachag lulav shel chavero. A person does not fulfill the mitzvah of the lulav bundle on the first day of Sukkot if he's using his friend's lulav. The first day has got to be yours. The pasuk says, "Ukachtem lachem b'yom harishon." Yom harishon is the first day. Lachem is you, meaning it's got to be yours. You have to own it. You can't use the borrowed lulav the first day. So therefore, before Shabbos, when the first day of Sukkot, which is mandatory to make sure the lulav is yours, not a friend's. And also the first day is the Torah level Yom Tov, right? The rest of the days are rabbinic. So they would make sure to bring the lulavs before Shabbos to shul, park it in a cubby there, and then on Shabbos morning, everyone would take their own lulav to know which one's theirs and fulfill the mitzvah with their own lulav. Ushari Mosachag and the rest of the days of Sukkot, a person could fulfill the mitzvah of lulav with his friend's lulav, even after mikdash, even in the base of mikdash, because the pasuk of lachem, that should be yours, is only mentioned for the first day, and not for the rest of the days. So whether you're in the base of mikdash, out of the base of mikdash, here in America, it doesn't really matter. The rest of the days of the Yom Tov, you could use your friend's lulav, because there's no din of lachem that has to be special for you. And the Gemara explains that even if the Yom HaRishon, if the first day, let's just say you give your friend a lulav, al manas lahachziro, meaning I'm giving it to you as a gift, so it's totally yours, on condition that you return it to me. So that's actually a legal loophole. And even the first day of Yom Tov, you would fulfill your mitzvah of shaking the lulav. Because the gift is a gift, it becomes his. But since the gift was a gift only on condition that you return it, once you're done shaking, you return it to me, and then, you know, you're done. So it's actually a loophole to fulfill a mitzvah on the first day of Sukkot if you don't have your own, and you have a friend do this thing called matana amanach lahachzer, a gift on condition to return. But of course, if the person didn't return it, right, then he's considered a thief. And even though it was given to him, he would not fulfill the mitzvah on the first day of Sukkot, because that's not going to be considered that it's his. So they're bringing down over here at the end of the Mishnah is this side point, is that if you're really stuck on the first day, you could do a matana amanas lahachzer, which means you give the lulav as a gift on condition that it comes back to me. So that's fully the recipient, and it fully comes back to me. Mishnah Yadalad. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi says, Yom Tov HaRishon Shel HaChag, the first day of Sukkot, Shchaliyot B'Shabbos, that fell out on Shabbos, during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, where then they would take the lulav on Shabbos, right? Again, nowadays we don't do this. But the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they would, right? Aval Asr, but the Chachamim said it's Asr to carry from one domain to the other. So what would they do? So we said already in the previous mission, they would bring it before Shabbos to Shul. But what happens with Shachach if a guy forgot about it? He didn't bring it to Shul. And then Shabbos morning, he wakes up and he brings it to Shul, he carries it outside. So the Hotzi has the lulav of Shurabim, he brings the lulav into Erev Shurabim. Now he transgresses the sin of carrying in Erev Shurabim. Granted, he did it by mistake, but he transgressed nonetheless. So does he have to bring a carbon chatas to atone for his sin, for his accidental sin, or not? So typically you would think that he does. But the Mishnah says, no, patur, he's exempt from a carbon chatas. Why? Generally, if you do a sin on Shabbos by mistake, gotta bring a carbon chatas to atone for your sin. Gotta bring a sacrifice. But here is exempt. Why? He took it out with permission. What does that mean? Because since it's permitted, to take the lulav on the first day of Yom Tov, that falls out on Shabbos, technically it's permitted. We just want to make sure you don't take it out that you're carrying in a public domain, right? That's why they used to leave it in shul beforehand. But it's actually permitted to use it, right? So now comes out that when he took it out and carried it, he took it out for a mitzvah, for the purpose of a mitzvah. It's just he forgot that, you know, whatever it was, and he started carrying it. He should have carried it. But since he took it out for a mitzvah, Rabbi Yossi holds, ha'ozik b'mitzvah, v'shagag mitokach b'iser patim mikarban. If a person did a sin accidentally because he was involved in a mitzvah, over here he's involved in the mitzvah of performing the shaking of the lulav, so Rabbi Yossi holds he's exempt from a karban chatas. Special rule. Normally, if you make a mistake and you do a sin, gathering a karban chatas, we don't really care why it was. But Rabbi Yossi is coming to teach us that if the mistake happened because you're involved in a mitzvah, you're exempt from bringing a karban chatas to atone for your sin. And the Gemara points out an interesting point and explains that that's only when the person did not fulfill his mitzvah of lulav for the day yet, right? But if you already fulfilled the mitzvah of lulav for the day, so then he fulfilled his mitzvah. And now if he brings it out, you know, granted he could shake it a second time, but now he already got the mitzvah. So then he would be chayav karban chatas, right? So we're talking about a case only when he didn't fulfill the mitzvah yet. And the Gemara asks, but wait a second. The moment he picks it up, he fulfills the mitzvah. Because if you pick up the lulav the way that it grows, meaning you pick it up upright, right away, that picking up is like you're shaking it, kind of, because you're picking it up. And you already got your mitzvah. So certainly when you're carrying it on the street, you're not doing the obligatory mitzvah anymore. You're just doing a optional mitzvah now of the lulav. And therefore, this carrying in the shrabim should, by mistake, should be chayav karban chatas, because granted you're involved in a mitzvah, but not a mitzvah that's obligated on you, because the second you picked it up, you already got that mitzvah fulfilled. So they say over here two different explanations. Either when you picked it up initially, it was like in a vessel, in like a bag, so you never really got your mitzvah shaking yet. Or the common practice nowadays is you pick it up upside down, right? And he didn't turn the right side up until he got to shul. So therefore, he never really did the mitzvah, right? When you pick up a lulav bundle, if you pick it up the way that it grows, right then and there you fulfill the mitzvah. And you could shake afterwards, it's nice, but the actual mitzvah was done already, the mere picking it up. And that's why nowadays what we do is when we pick up the bundle, we make sure that the esrog, that the pitum, right, the head of it is upside down. So that we're not really doing the bundle the right way until after we make the bracha, we turn it right side up and shake it. So that we get the shaking right after the bracha. So too over here, when this person brought the lulav bundle outside, right, and carried it on Shabbos, one of the species, the lulav or the esrog, was upside down, and therefore he never got the mitzvah yet. And therefore, his whole purpose of what he was carrying it for was for the purpose of a mitzvah. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi will hold that he's exempt from bringing a karban chatas for carrying, for transgressing the sin of carrying on Shabbos, because it was being done for a mitzvah. And that's how he works out this Mishnah. And that wraps up Mishnah Yodalot.